Okay, so we're going to start from page 72. We're going to talk about two topics this evening. Drinking from the Kiddush cup and a defective cup. And both are very practical. Both are very much halacha lamaisa. So we begin with source 22. In Meseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf, Zayin, Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Achein Tani, Rav Gidel, De Min Neresh. So Rav and Rav Gidel said the following: Hamekadesh v'tam malo lugma yatsa v'imlav lo yatsa. So if you make kiddush and you taste a cheekful, then you fulfill your obligation. If not, you don't fulfill your obligation. Just want to point out that when we make kiddush, so we make kiddush on a cup of wine because it adds chashivus, adds importance to the act of kiddush, which is sanctifying this day, and the question is, do you have to drink it? Do you simply have to make kiddush? Do you have to make the statement on a cup of wine? How much do you have to drink? So the Gemara seems to say you should drink a cheekful. So what's a cheekful? So Tosus in Source 23 and says the following, Tom lo lugmav uchti mefarish biyoma. Kol she'ilu misalkul et tzad echad yira kam lo lugmav ahevi pachos mirviyis kidamirin hasam. So a cheekful is basically if you take liquid and put it to the side of your mouth. And he said it's less than a revius. Of a malo lugma of amrinon hasim to have a yosim revius. Venera de shehu rov revius. So Tosus thinks that a cheekful is actually, a malo lugma is actually like a majority of revius. Revius, by the way, is 3 fluid ounces. Some say it's 4 fluid ounces. Chazanish says it's 5 fluid ounces. Chaim Noah says it's 3 fluid ounces. And so malo lugma was about 1.5 fluid ounces. And he says, but this is subjective. This is because people's cheeks are different. So Tosus is saying, v'dafka la'adam benini. So for your average person, 1.5 fluid ounces is a cheekful. Avala og melech haboshen boi tfei. But if you're a giant, then you would need more. So it's actually subjective. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Archaim Reish Ayin Aleph Seif Yud Gimel says, Tzorech Lishtos Mikol Shel Kiddush Kiblo Lugmav Dehainu Kol Shei Shalken Letzad Echa Befiv V'Yira Melo Lugmav Hu Rubo Shel Viz. Shulchan Aruch says that if you fill up your mouth, or you can fill up your mouth on one side, you fill up your mouth with liquid on one side, that is a cheekful, and that is a majority of a revius. Why is that? What's below lugmav? So the Tosfos in Source 25 and in Yoma, Daf Pam and Aleph says v'tam heve de ba'in yisuve daite. So if you drink this rov revius, this below lugmav, it settles your mind. It's something significant. So again, we're making kiddush, we're adding chashivus to the kiddush, to the sanctification of Shabbos, by reciting it over a cup of wine. And you have to drink a significant amount that it has a certain effect on you. It settles your mind. So you have to have a malo lugmav. The question is, so again, I don't know how it works in your house. Do you have, does one person have to have that? Or does, so the big question is, does the one who make kiddush have to have that? Or is the goal simply that a malo lugmav has to be drunk? It would seem from Tosfos, you have to drink. Or there could be a couple of questions. Number one is, does one person have to drink it, or does a total to be drunk should be a malo lugmav? And does the one who makes kiddush have to drink it? Right. In other words, you could argue that people collectively have to drink. A majority a majority of a revius. So again, we have the Gemara in Pesachim, which says you need to drink a malo lugmav. Tosus says that that's a majority of a revius, and it's a cheekful. And Tosus says because that sort of calms you down. And now the Beis Yosef in Source 26 says, "V'nir Ali, seems to me, she'im nishpach hakos kolum shi'itom." Look what he writes. Beis Yosef, though, says that it seems to me that, let's say, you made kiddush on wine. You made kiddush on a revius of wine, on 3 fluid ounces. And before you drink, what happens? It spills. So you have to make kiddush again. So what would you say? You didn't drink it. So the Beis Yosef says, Eino tzarech lachzor l'kadesh. You don't need to make kiddush again. D'mai de'amrinan im lo ta'am lo yatza. Hani lomar de'lo yatza de mitzvah kitikuna. Maybe that the obligation to drink a melo lugmav is the ideal form. But on some level, the basic obligation that the rabbi said is that what? Is that you have to recite the holiness of Shabbos, say the words of Kiddush over a cup of wine to add significance to the act of Kiddush. And it would be great, it would be ideal if you drink the wine, but let's say if by accident you make Kiddush and as you're pouring, it all spills out. So you have to make Kiddush again. So here, again, the Beis Yosef of Yosef Cairo wrote the Beis Yosef, he also wrote the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef is a commentary on a work called the Tur, and it's like it discusses every halacha in depth, and then it's condensed into the Shulchan Aruch, which is like a short handbook of what you should do. The Beis Yosef is a larger discussion of every topic, and it's condensed into the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef here in source 26, he seems to say that if the cup of wine spills, you don't have to make Kiddush again. However, the Magen Avraham in source 27 says, wait a second. He says, Al Rav Beis Yosef relating to Mu'ah. On the Beis Yosef, we should ask a question. Shekasav, because he writes, Vim Nishpach Hakos Ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Kadesh. He says, if the cup of wine poured out, you don't need to make Kiddush again. D'mai D'amrinan, Im Lo Tam Lo Yatza, Hayi Lomar D'Lo Yatza Dei Mitzvah Kitikuna. That the halacha that says that you haven't fulfilled, like he's saying the Gemara, right? The Gemara says that if you don't drink a Melo Lugma, if you're not Yotze, that means you don't fulfill the best form of the mitzvah. But you still fulfill some of the mitzvah. You don't have to make Kiddush again. V'chakasa b'orchos chai behedja ad kad l'shodo. And that's what he writes. V'achar kakasa b'shem orchos chayim. Ilo tamele achrine tzarech l'mihader v'kidushe. But later on, the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Orchos Chayim, the exact opposite. That if you didn't, that if others do not drink the wine, you need to make Kiddush again. So, v'chen kasa b'shilta gibor behedjah, shim lo tam echa mehem lo yatza. And the Shilta Gemara also writes, the Rishon also writes, if no one tasted it, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. V'kakasa b'ramazim, kakasa b'tosfo. So, wait a second, says the Magen Avraham. How can we hold that if the wine spills, you don't have to, the Beis Yosef says, you don't have to make Kiddush again? We have, it seems that he says, in other places, and other Rishonim seem to say, that if no one drinks the wine, you have to make Kiddush again. So, l'chei nirali, the chazar po b'shulchan arach, so this is like a little unusual, it's not usually done. The Magen Avraham says that even in the Beis Yosef is like more of a, like a halachic discussion, and the Shulchan Aruch is the final word. So even though in the Beis Yosef, in his halachic discussion, he seems to say that if the wine pours out, you don't have to make Kiddush again, but bottom line is, he retracted that. And he said that at the end of the day, you have to taste something. The Chemin Shekiddush al Yai B'Tam, and he says that they should bring him another cup and you should drink wine. So since he recited Kiddush over wine and he tasted some wine, even if he didn't taste from the original wine, he's still Yotze. So bottom line is, the Magen Avraham believes that the Shulchan Aruch would hold that you have to drink some wine at the very least. Now the Mishnah Brura, you look at on the top of page 74, he cites the Mishnah Brura in the notes. He says, In Sif Katan Samach Dalet, he says that the obligation is about drinking a cheekful. But if you see here, the Or LeTzion in source 28, he says, Nira de Efshar She Efshar Lidchos. It seems that it's possible to say, Shema She Hitzrich B'Shulchan Aruch Lahavi Kos Acher, Ulavar Chalav, sorry, Hagefed, Eino Kedei Lotzes De Chovas Kiddush. Ela kedei lotzes yidei chovas mitzvah kitikuda. Says the Or LeTzion, the fact that we bring him some more wine is not because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, but maybe we still want to fulfill the mitzvah according to its ideal form. Aval yidei chovas Kiddush yatzah. At the end of the day, what's the mitzvah of Kiddush? The mitzvah of Kiddush is to sanctify Shabbos over a cup of wine. Okay, so to enhance it, you want to drink the wine. But maybe the reason why we say if the wine spilled, you bring him some more wine is because, okay, you want to fill the mitzvah like its heightened form. on a very basic level, the mitzvah is to recite Kiddush over a cup of wine. V'im kein, ein lanu ela divrei Maran, shebedieva yatzidei chovas Kiddush. The Rabbi Yosef Cairo says that if the wine pours out, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. Still good to hear Kiddush from someone else. If you find a place where they still didn't make Kiddush or Abdallah, so you can fill like the ideal form. To be concerned with the position of the Magid Avram. So it's not so clear. In other words, you have the Or Litzion thinks that if the wine spills, and so you have this debate here. The Magid Avraham says if the wine spills, you haven't fulfilled Kiddush at all. Someone has to drink it. Someone has to drink the wine. You need to drink wine, whether that wine that you made Kiddush over or some other wine. The Or Litzion says, yeah, it's the best thing to do. That's the ideal form. But even if you can't find other wine, you're okay on a very basic level. Okay? So that's sort of like the first question is, do you have to drink the wine? Second question is, does someone have to drink a Melo Lugbav, or can it be joined together by a lot of people? See, the Torah writes, V'imhayu amesubim shnayim orabim. And then this, by the way, is very halacha lemaisa, right? In other words, when someone in your house, whether you or someone in your house makes Kiddush, is that person drinking, you know, 1.5 or 2 ounces of wine? Or is he just, you know, when people take a cup of wine, they pour a little bit to each cup? And maybe there's, you know, in each like small cup, there's only like 1 ounce of wine. So like, and he's drinking one of those 1 ounces. So he himself is not drinking Melo Lugmav. Maybe no one's drinking Melo Lugmav. Maybe together and combined in the aggregate, it's Melo Lugmav. Is that a problem? Right? Or if the goal that maybe someone, like the goal of Melo Lugmav is to li yisuve daite, to calm yourself, that the wine should have an effect. You should get some kind of benefit from it. Significant benefits. Maybe one person needs to drink a Melo Lugmav. So the Torah writes in Source 29, if those reclining are two or more, and the one who made Kiddush did not taste it, v'tam acher kim lo lugmav. Okay, so here we're saying, does the guy who makes Kiddush have to drink it? So two different questions. You have a combination of a bunch of people, and does the one who makes Kiddush have to drink it? So let's say someone else drank it. So the Gaonim were the rabbis who lived between the 7th and 11th century. All of the Rishonim, like Rashi, the Ram, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, they all lived from the 11th to 15th, 16th century. The Gaonim came before that. They were between the Gemara and the Rishonim. Gemara is written around the year 500. The Gaonim lived between the 7th and 11th century. And all these Gaonim, they say that, no, the guy who makes Kiddush has to drink it. Sometimes comes up in my house. Sometimes Yah wants me to make it on wine. I don't like wine. Yah likes to drink wine. I don't like to drink wine. So let's say we only have wine for Kiddush. So can I just take a sip? Can I make Kiddush and take a sip and have Yah drink, you know, most of it? So the Goyim say, no, I can't do that because I need to drink a Melo Lugmav. V'kakas of Baha, v'kakas of Od, and he also writes, I ishtale, lo toy, v'shatu achride, and he also writes, and let's say I forgot to drink, let's say I didn't drink anything, and other people drank. So you have to give me another cup of wine, and I should recite Bar Pir Gafet, and I don't recite Kiddush again. And he says, ah, but it says the word Erevin that if someone else drinks, it's sufficient. That's other things that require a cup. Let's say what else requires a cup of wine in Judaism? What else requires a cup of wine in Judaism? Anyone else? Anyone? What else requires a cup of wine in Judaism? Yeah? What?
Abdullah.
What?
When we do Abdullah.
Abdullah, right? What else? What else requires a cup of
isn't it during like
Brismila?
Bismillah, wedding, right. So with respect to all those other things, someone else could drink. But with Kiddush, lo yatsa am kin tamakai. The one who makes Kiddush has to taste. That's what the Goyim said. But vadoni avi zal kosav shegam bekiddush yotzi mitimas acher. But the Torah's father was the Rosh. He was one of the great Rishonim. And he said that even with Kiddush, someone else could drink. Umiyu tzarech echa mina mesumin lishtos malo lugmav. So again, you have these two different debates here. You have one question is, does the one who makes Kiddush have to drink the wine or someone else? So the Gaonim said, the one who makes Kiddush has to drink Malo Lubav, that 1.5 fluid ounces. The Tur cites his father, the Rosh, who says, someone else can, but he has to drink, the Malo Lubav. And you can't join if you pour a little bit of wine in everyone's cup and no one person is drinking that 1.5 fluid ounces. So then they don't join together. The lo mikra shtia shel hana b'pachosim lo lugmav. You know, as malo lugmav is you're drinking enough to have a significant amount of benefit. So someone has to have that significant amount of benefit according to the tour, according to his father. V'adon be'inen sh'yena echad mehem ishtiyas kol shel bracha. One person has to get benefit. Mitzvah mina mufchar shi'itam kulam. But he still says it's good that everyone tastes. So it's interesting. On the one hand, the Torah cites his father that the someone should drink a malo lugmav, this 1.5 fluid ounces or 2 fluid ounces, right? A rov revius. But it's also ideal that everyone should drink. Why? What's the advantage of everyone drinking? There's a value to everyone drinking because, again, it's called the Yikara de Kasa. It's the splendor of the cup. It's the Ran writes this. Dehainu laharos ha-chavivus. You don't have it in your book. But dehainu laharos ha-chavivus lakos sheberchu olav shekol echad rotzeba. Right? In other words, if you say, oh, look at this. We just sanctified Shabbos with this cup and I want to partake in it. You know, it's like you go to Tish, you get a Shiraim from the Rebbe. You know, this Lahavdil. Like, I want Shiraim from the cup of wine that was used to make Kiddush. So on the one hand, it's good that everyone drinks a little bit from the cup of wine that you make Kiddush, that everyone shows that, I love the mitzvah as well. But also, that's a hider, that's an enhancement. But the basic halacha, according to the Rosh, is someone has to drink the, you know, 1.5 or 2 fluid ounces. Okay? Maybe not the one who makes Kiddush. So like in my example, the Gaonim would say that if I don't like wine and I make Kiddush, so I have to drink the 1.5 fluid ounces and give you all the whatever the rest. But according to the Rosh, I should take a sip and then y'all can have the rest of it. Right? So that would be a machlokas, right, between those two. We'll see how we paskin. The Ritva says the following. He has the most lenient view, and he says in source 30, Umorizal Hoya Misupak. He cites from his Rebbe, he was sure that Imlo Tam Echa Mehem Lo Lugmav, Shetamo Bein Kulam Kishirahu Im Yatsu. So my Rebbe wasn't sure if, like, basically, if everyone drinks, you know, 1 ounce, 1 fluid ounce. So in the aggregate, they're drinking Melo Lugmav, but individually, no one's drinking Melo Lugmav, are Yotze. But in Tosfos, they write, we're not sure who he's referring to. We don't know where this Tosfos is. Tosfos is found on the side of the Gemara. So it's a collection of works from French and German rabbis from the 12th and 13th centuries. Sometimes there's there's no name and who the author of the Tosafist rabbis were. It's not one rabbi. It's a collection. It's different rabbis. There's some more famous Tosafists, like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri. There's some more famous ones. But they're also like, there are different versions of the Tosfos. So there are some, quote-unquote, Tosfos, comments by a Tosfos that's not found in our Gemaras. But the Ritva cites an opinion that the Yatsu the Chulam Mitztarf in Lo Lugmav. That the idea is that as long as in the aggregate a Malo Lugmav was drunk, even though individually no one got that significant amount of pleasure or benefit, because no one drank the Rov Revius, but since in the aggregate a Rov Revius was drunk, it's sufficient. Again, because what's the goal? The goal is simply to make Kiddush on a significant amount, and then a significant amount is drunk in the aggregate. That's enough to add Chashiva's importance to this beautiful act that we call Kiddush. So we got, you understand, so we have all these different debates here. Who drinks, the Mekadesh or someone else, right? And question number two is, whether someone has to drink Malo Lugmav or in the aggregate, a Malo Lugmav has to be drunk. So how does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in source 31? Shulchan Aruch Harachaim Reishai Nav Sif Yudal says, Im lo tam makadesh v'tam echam emsum kim lo lugbav yatsa. If the one who makes Kiddush does not drink, does not taste, and someone else tastes, yotze. This is, right? This is like the Rosh. V'ein shtiyash, so he's rejecting the Gaonim. So far so good. I don't have to drink. I can make Kiddush, y'all can drink. V'ein shtiyash shnayim istarevis in lo lugmav. Right? But the two people in the aggregate, their the amount that they drink does not join together for Mlo Lugmav. So he's rejecting the Ritva's, you know, comment on Tosfos. But ideally everyone should taste. But ye show me those who say the chevan shebein kulam tamo kim lo lugmav yatsu yishtias kul mitzarf tichshir. And then he says to Yeshomim of the Ritva, so it's also brought down. And then he says to Gonim Sovrim, the Gonim hold shim lo tam hamekadesh lo yatsa v'roy lachish divrei. Ah, but then he says, but wait, the Gaonim hold. See, something Shulchan Aruch has a view. Generally speaking, the Shulchan Aruch generally he writes this when he in his introduction. And when he writes about his work that he's writing called the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Kar writes that he says there's so many opinions out there. So how am I supposed to know who I'm supposed to pick? So he generally says I go by two out of three. So I look at the three big Rishonim, the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh. The Riff and the Rambam were Sfardi, the Rosh is Ashkenazi. That's why generally speaking, he's going to pass in like Sfardim, because usually the Riff and the Rambam pass in the same way. But he generally will pass in like a majority of two out of three. And generally you're going to find one ruling, but sometimes he doesn't have a consensus. And here we see he doesn't have a consensus. He says, you know, he cites the Rosh, he cites the Ritva, and then he cites the Gaonim that says that if I drink a little bit and then Yal drinks the rest, it's not good. And I should be concerned for their opinion. But it's only with Kiddush, not with respect to Abdallah or other mitzvahs that require a cup of wine. So it would seem that lechatchila, if Yossi Al and I are home, maybe it's better that she makes. If I don't want to drink the wine, then maybe it might be better for her to make Kiddush for me. If I don't like to drink the wine, because if I want to be choshish for the goni, either I need to drink 1.5 fluid ounces, or I can drink a little bit and I can be yotze according to the Rosh and according to the Ritva, but not according to the goni. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in source, just to put in perspective, the Mishnah Berurah says in source 20, in source 32, lachosh l'divrei, hainu lizar l'chatchila. Ideally, that's what we should do. He says, but b'di'eved. They said that if you pour a little bit for everyone and not one person drinks the two fluid ounces, it's good. That is, b'di'eved, you could rely on the Ritva. But you shouldn't delay more. Like everyone should drink around within like 2 to 4 minutes. Right? In other words, let's say if I'm drinking, when I'm eating food, or I'm drinking. If you have to eat it with a certain amount of time, right? Like in order to be, let's say when you eat your matzah, right? So what they say, you should try to eat a kazayas of matzah on Pesach within 4 minutes. Like if I have a bite of matzah, you know, now and then, you know, the night of Pesach, and then 2 hours later I have another bite. 2 hours later I have another bite. They don't, the eatings, the consumptions don't all join together as one eating. You have to join together. The different bites of food have to have kazayas. Different bites of food can only join together. What's called bichtei achilas pras, the time it takes to eat a certain amount of food. Meaning, let's say some say it's like 4 minutes. So in other words, if everyone's drinking their small amount of wine, their 1 ounce of wine, within let's say the 4 minutes time of each other, so they join together in the aggregate to create this mlo lugmav to be yotze the mitzvah. Okay. So that is how Ashkenazim paskin. So in your homes, you know, it would be better if you can that the one who's making Kiddush would be better that they should drink the full, you know, 1.5 or 2 fluid ounces. Okay. So the Rav Avadi Yosef in source 33, he says v'nira she'ikar kedas maran kisfar rishona. So Sfardim want to say that no, the real mitzvah is that someone has to drink Malo Lugmav, that we don't follow the Ritva. So if you're at a Sephardi's house, if you're a Sephardi, so then we're not going to rely on the Ritva. And we're not, if a bunch of people drink, you know, little, you know, the little cups, you know, you pour a little cup of wine, everyone has a little sip, a lot of people there, and no one person's having a Rov Revius, the 1.5 fluid ounces, so then, according to Sephardim, you're not Yotze, even B'di'evet. How do we pass Kan Alokha L'maisa? So look at the Shemir Shabbos Gilchasa. He says is in Source 34, Perek Memchas Se'if Yadalet, U'mi She'en Ayocha Lishtos Kumlo Lugmav. Let's say you can't drink the full amount. Yita ma'at minayayin. Okay, so let's say we're stuck, you know, in my house. I just don't like to drink wine. So yeah, so maybe I'll force myself to drink 1.5 or 2 fluid ounces. But let's say I it's very difficult for me. So I'll have a little sip, a little bit of wine. Va'achar yitin l'chaver lishtos kiblo lugbav. Then I get to my friend to drink, you know, the cheekful, the rover vis. Uvdiavad, after the fact, Yotzei Chova af im ischak im chaver b'shir kimlo lugmav, right? Vehu sheyishtu es ha yain toch azman shekavu chazal, right? Shmir Shabbos Kachasa. So this work seems to go like the Mishnah Berurah. If a bunch of people in the aggregate drink kimlo lugmav, it's fine. And then he goes further and he says, b'diavad, to go and shekiddush al yain. Let's say you make kiddush on wine. Let's say you make Kiddush and you realize, oh my gosh, this is like a very high content of alcohol and I can't drink this wine. Or like, I don't know, you make Kiddush on wine and it's like really bad wine, okay? You realize you make Kiddush on wine, you thought it was the, you know, 5% Bartanura and you realize it's really the 20%. I don't know, I'm not holding in wines. But, or it's not, you can deal with sweet wine, but then you make Kiddush, and then we go, oh, guys, this is dry wine. Gamim lo tam hamakadish klum. Even if you didn't, even if, like, I made Kiddush, and then it's like totally dry wine, and I just can't stand it. And then what happens? And then one of the people there, l'rabos katon shonis lo nismalu lo yud gimol shana, avagir l'chidach. Let's say I have my 10-year-old is there, 8, 9-year-old, right? Someone who's, he understands what the Kiddush is about. And someone else, whether it's over bar mitzvah or even under, but reached the age of chiduch. Shasa kimlo lugma, he drinks a cheekful. Afilim shasu acherim min ha mesubim, sheit kabnu lotzit echov b'shmias kiddush b'piyam mekadesh. Or even if a few of those who are with me, who intend to fill the mitzvah of Kiddush, right? They drink the wine. Vehem shasu yachad shir lo lugav yatsu kulam yidei chovasan vushi shasu yan toch hazman shikovu chazal. So even if let's say I made Kiddush, I can't even drink the wine, but if other people drank it, it's good enough. Okay, it's interesting. I'm making a bracha bor pir gafet, and I'm not drinking the wine, but since I'm making a bor pir gafet with the bracha on the Kiddush, on the sanctifying Shabbos. And then someone else drinks it, so my bracha counts for them, and that would be yotze. So again, we're going from the most optimal, that the one who makes kiddush should drink the rov revius 1.5 or 2 fluid ounces, and to the next stage, which is someone should drink malol lugmav, to the next stage, where everyone, you know, that if in the aggregate there's malol lugmav, it's good enough, and to the next stage, and even if the one who makes kiddush doesn't, he realizes he can't drink the wine after he makes kiddush, someone else drinks, and that would be good enough. And the final point that we said also is mitzvah min avuvchar, is that everyone drinks something to show how much we love the mitzvah. Okay? Any questions on this unit?
Rabbi, yes. Let's say the person says kiddush has the amount. Does everyone need to drink just a little bit? Like, how about you don't like it, but it's like you're...
No, as long as if I make kiddush and I drink the amount, then we're good. Other than the mitzvah min avuvchar that... if you want to participate, have a little bit of a sip. You can participate in the mitzvah is a nice thing to do, but it's not obligated. Okay. In other words, no one holds that's a problem. Right. In other words, the Gaonim hold that if I make kiddush and I don't drink a malol lugmav, right, the rov revius, then I'm not yotze kiddush. Nobody will hold that if you're listening to the Kiddush and I drink a Melo Lugmav and you answer Amen, nobody will hold that you haven't filled the mitzvah of Kiddush. It just, it's a mitzvah in a mukhar. It's a nice thing that everyone who listens should drink some of the wine. Okay? Okay. So we're going to do one more. We're going to talk about a defective cup. Okay? So what's it's called Pagum. So here, this is a Gemara in Psachim, again, Source 35. In Daf Kuf Hey Amid Beis, going into Kuf Amid Aleph. The Brisa says the following, Nichlas the Beis of Motzei Shabbos. Let's say you go into your house on Motzei Shabbos, Mevarech ala Yain val Ma'or val Besom v'Acher Kach Havdol ala Kos. You make one on a cup of wine, on a cup of wine, you make a bracha bor pi gafen, borei moreish, borei minei v'samim, and you make havdalah. Again, we're not gonna, the order is a discussion unto itself, but it means on one cup of wine you make all these brachas. So we do for havdalah, right? We make all these brachos on a cup of wine. V'im ein lo ela kos echad. Let's say you haven't benched yet, so you have to bench, and there's a big machlokes whether you have to bench on a cup of wine. We hold that we paskin that you don't have. It's a nice thing to make to bench on a cup of wine, but you don't have to make a you don't have to bench on a cup of wine. Let's say you do bench on a cup of wine. This Gemara seems to say you have to bench on a cup of wine. So let's say you have to bench on a cup of wine, and you also have to make Abdullah on a cup of wine. So what does it say here? It says that im ein lo ela kos echad. Let's say you have one cup of wine, and you need a cup of wine to bench, and you also need a cup of wine for Abdullah. Manicho ad lachar mazon. You leave it after the meal. Umeshal shem kul lacharav, and you arrange all the other brachos together. Meaning what? You you bench on the cup of wine. You don't drink it, and then you use the cup of wine for havdalah. Why can't you drink it? Why can't you bench and drink the cup of wine? So the truth is, you might say, well, because it's after the meal, and now you can't drink the wine because you haven't heard havdalah yet. Without getting to this conversation, there are those who hold that you can. You can drink the cup of wine that's part of the meal. Right? In other words, let's say, you know, when it's time for Abdullah, you can't eat until you make Abdullah. But if you're in the middle of your Shalashuddas, so you continue eating until you bench. But and drinking the wine after benching, the kos on the benching is considered part of, it might be considered like part of the meal. But the point here is, the Gemara, for our purposes, says, Shmamina Tamo Pugmo. Why don't we, if you have one cup of wine and you have to bench on a kos, you have to make Abdullah on a kos, why can't you simply bench, take a little sip, and then make the bracha, and then use it for Abdullah? Why? Because then it's pogum, then it's defective. In other words, wine, if you drink from the cup, then you can't use it for the mitzvah afterwards. Because then it becomes like you already used it for something. So it means it's like it's not so chashuv anymore. It's like it's defective. It was in a full cup of wine, you took a sip from it. So now to take this, like, not this wine that was not, like, think about, I'm pouring a cup of wine for what? For Havdalah or for Kiddush. What I do? I drank from it before. I used it in a mundane way. I used it for some other reason, right? So it's not special for this mitzvah. It's pagum. So you got to fix it. It's defective. So, and then the Gemara says, the Gemara continues and says, Rav Yaakov bar Idi copied a chatzva pegima. He was concerned regarding a defective pitcher. Let's say someone took a sip from a pitcher of wine. So you can't use that pitcher to pour directly into a cup if someone drank from the pitcher. And Rav Idi bar Shisha copied a kasa pegima. He was concerned about a cup that was defective, that someone drank away from the cup. And Mar Bar Ravashi Kapana Fila Chavista Pigimasa. He was concerned regarding a defective barrel. He would say that you have to actually make Kiddush, take wine for Kiddush only from a previously unopened barrel. Okay. So how do we paskin about this, you know, pogrom, and what how does it apply to us really? So if you turn the page, the Rosh does the following. The Rosh in Source 36, in Brachos, Perek Zayin, Simon Tes Vav. He says the following. He says, "Ein tzorach hamavarech lahatil mikoso lekol kos echad ve'echad." He says that, let's say I'm making kiddush, and each one of you, let's say there are 50 people in the room. So I make kiddush for my table. You're all listening to my kiddush, and you pour a little wine for yourself. You know, you pour a little bit of wine for yourself, and I can make kiddush. So he says that I don't have to pour from my cup to everyone's cup. You could drink, you can pour, from your own bottles that you have. You listen to me make Kiddush, and you drink your wine. Uvavad shlo pagumim. But your cups cannot be pagum. You can't have taken a sip from it beforehand. Let's say, obviously, you're not going to drink before Kiddush. Let's say there's a cup of wine. It's not so relevant, practically. Let's say there's a cup of wine that you had, and you took a sip of it, and you had some leftover. Oh, use it for Shabbos. You can't do that. But let's say they were pagum. Tzarich lishpoch. Let's mi kol shel bracha letoch kol kos v'kos kolim shishtem avarach. Let's say, for example, you have these cups that people drank from wine. Let's say, for example, I make kiddush, and I make kiddush for one of you, and you drink, some of your cup of wine, and then someone else says, "Oh, I need to hear kiddush," and there's still some wine left over from, let's say, your cup of wine that you drank. So can they use your cup? No, they can't use your cup because then it's pugum. So how do you fix it? By pouring a little bit of wine into the cup. Why? Because I think the way it works is that once you pour some wine into it, so like you're creating new, now this is wine specially for Kiddush. If you already drank wine from the cup, then it's like it's not chashuv anymore. It's not because you drank it not for the purpose of Kiddush. The way you fix it is by pouring some wine in it. Right? That's what he writes here, right? He says that we should pour into each cup before the Mavarech drinks it. Vaz lo yishta kom shi yishta Mavarech. Then you wait to drink it before, let me, the one who's making Kiddush, drink the wine. Then you drink your own wine. So that's the idea of pogum. If someone drank from the cup first, so you should fix it by pouring a little wine in it. Now the Ra'ah writes, he disagrees. And he says, no. The only issue of pogum is what? Is the one who's making Kiddush. Now that can't be pogum. But the... But he writes what? She'ein acherim te'unim lishtos may also koshel bracha. He says, the other people, I'm making Kiddush, right? My cup cannot be pogum. You have your own cups of wine. You're not making Kiddush on your wine. You're going to drink it. But so therefore, you don't need to drink from my cup. May also kikar sheberachu. You don't have to taste also from my bread also. Let's say I make hamotzi. Let's say, this time during the week, not really relevant for our purposes. It says, lo shena ben shar kosos einam pagumim, o shein pagumim, o shlo yitzrichu kosh einu pagum, ela oso kosh em varchim ala bilvad. So he says, let's not worry about the hamotzi case here, but he says that the last line says, shlo yitzrichu kosh einu pagum, ela oso kosh em varchim ala bilvad. The only issue of pogum is the one who's making Kiddush. Now, if I'm making Kiddush with a cup of wine, so no, you can't. I can't have taken a sip from it before. That's not proper to make Kiddush, to sanctify Shabbos, to do a mitzvah with a cup of wine that someone drank from it already. That's not mechubad for the cup of wine. That's not appropriate. But other people who are drinking wine as well, after I make my Kiddush, then their kosh should be pogum. So who do we follow? Machlokas Rosh and the Ra'ah. So source... 38, Shulchan Aruch Arachaim, Reisha and Alf Seif Yud Zayin, Ein Tzorich Lishpok Mikos HaMekadosh Lekosos Yayin Shelitin HaPekumim, HaMesubim. If I'm making Kiddush, I don't have to pour from my cup to, let's say, you're listening to your cups of wine. Elim Kein Hayu Pekumim, unless they were defective, unless people had drank from them before. Sha'ad Tzorich Lishpok Lekosos Vekos, because then you need to pour to each and every cup. Each person can drink from a cup that's not pogum. So he passes like the rush. Shartzion source 39. Uchsha shosim kula mikol shel bracha. The Shartzion writes that when everyone drinks from the kol shel bracha, af al gav dehu shosim itchila. So I don't know how. So basically, what do I have to do? Let's say if I make Kiddush, so I can pour some of the Kiddush wine into the different cups, and everyone can drink. That's fine, right? Because that's fine. But what about if I drink? Let's say I drink from the cup of wine. So some people don't like germs to drink from my cup. But let's say husband and wife sometimes, or maybe family, parents and children, right? The children will drink from the parents. So can I drink from the cup of wine and then give it to Yael and she drinks from me? So you understand? So let's say I make Kiddush, and I say Baruch Pirgaf, and I make Kiddush, and then I drink, and I give it to Yael to drink. So the Rosh says that if, let's say, I make Kiddush, and you have your own cup, and it was Pagum, you had drank from it beforehand. So then you can't use that to be yotzei. You can't use that to be yotzei. You're drinking of wine for kiddush. But what about if I make kiddush and I drink from that cup, and then I give it to my wife, and my wife drinks it from that cup? So the Shaar Tzion says that's okay. Even though that I drank initially, it's not pogul. The chashuvim kimekadesh gufa, because you are like, you're considered like the person reciting kiddush yourself. You know what is a problem? Some people may do this. If I were to drink first from my cup and then pour to other people, then that might be a problem of pagum. According to the Ra, it's not a problem. But if I drink from my cup and then now I pour it to other people's cups, so then according to the Rosh, that's a problem, right? Because they're drinking from a cup that was pugul. If I drink from my own cup and someone else drinks from that cup, that's okay. The person who drinks from my cup is like the person made kiddush themselves, because that's the cup of kiddush. That's okay. That's fine. It's only when you pour into a different cup then it's a problem. So it seems that there are two ways to go about doing the whole kiddush thing. One way is that I drink from my cup and then other people drink from my cup, or I make kiddush, then I pour into a few cups, right? Then I drink, right? But for me to drink and then pour into different cups, so the Shaar Tzion is not so happy with it. If you look in the last source, The Radiance of Shabbos, page 55, this will conclude. He says the following. When one makes kiddush for others, it is desirable that each participant partake of the kiddush wine. Right? That's the mitzvah min hamufkar, to show that we love kiddush and we want to partake in this beautiful mitzvah. Preferably, the wine they are given should not be pogum. Ideally, it should not be pogum. Right? The Rosh says it's not a problem. The Rosh says it is a problem. Therefore, the person who recited kiddush should not pour from the cup he drank into the listener's cup, but he should adopt one of the following courses. After completing the kiddush before drinking the wine, he should pour some wine from the kiddush cup into a second cup. Care should be taken that a revius remain in the cup from which he drinks below lugma. In other words, he says that I should pour it in a second cup, and I should still have a revius left, and from that I drink a below lugma. He should then pour from the second cup into the cups of all the other participants. Secondly, he should drink a below lugma from his kiddush cup, and then pass it to each of the other participants. Since they are drinking directly from the original kiddush cup, the wine is not considered pagul. And the look in the footnote 19, Shmir Shabbos Kachasa recommends this option. So that is another option. Shulchan Aruch Harav, look in the footnote, he says, pour wine or grape juice into the cup of each participant beforehand, which this is also fine, because everyone's listening to kiddush with his individual cup, and that's also an acceptable solution. Okay? Any questions on the pogum halachos?
Yeah, actually, where's the concept that if you have an open bottle of wine near where you're making kiddush, that turns it into like the whole bottle becomes kadosh, and you can't use it for like stam drinking?
I have no
you
idea.
You have to use it for a kosher bracha.
I don't know. I never heard that before.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. There are many things that I haven't heard before. So I don't know.
But I've never heard it. I